Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion Sam Crowley. Welcome back. I am pleading right now, pleading for authenticity in the space of entrepreneurship. It is so much needed. Authenticity. What's it mean? I don't know the exact definition. I don't know. I mean, I'll tell you what I think it is. In just a minute, we'll get into today's show. The Every Day is Saturday podcast brought to you by Your Dream. You, the individual who's been waking up at 4 in the morning thinking, man, there's got to be more to life. Seriously, this is it. They're going to plant me in the ground and make me worm food. Am I going to have that little badge around my neck that gave me the 40 years of service? Are they going to put the gold watch on my wrist as I'm laying in the coffin? Is anybody from work even give two craps about me when I'm gone? Let me let you in on a little secret. I'm not here to burst your bubble, man. No, nobody cares. I mean, leave your legacy. Don't leave the company legacy. Unless that's what you absolutely love to do. It's in your blood. And hey, like I always say, there's 2 out of 10 people that actually applies to. Thank you. Go spread the love. Go into your workplace. Make it an amazing experience for everybody. Because hey, when I go out to dinner, for example, and everybody works at the restaurant, I hope they love going to work. Sadly, I know. It's a crapshoot. You get a waiter, the waitress, you can tell right away you like to be here or you don't. Man, I don't want to get into it because I'm going to get off on a tangent, but we went to, we have this favorite Mexican place. We go to Abuelo's here in northern Cincinnati, and it's good for a lot of reasons. We go early, like at 4:30 for dinner because our daughter Susan, at the time, she still had her trach, and we had a suction machine, and we'd have to suction her, and they have a spot way off into the back. And they're really just great. And boy, it's always been good service there. And the last guy we had was so attentive. And just, I mean, my water wasn't even halfway down. He was always filling it up. Susan vomited on the floor like she does everywhere we go. I mean, this kid vomited at Costco because we feed her through a G-tube. And she gets all this, she gets a full stomach right away. She gets 230 mLs of Pediasure fed through a G-tube. And sometimes, you know, she gets like phlegm in her throat. And hey, by the way, not trying to gross anybody out, but it's a kid. I mean, kids vomit all the time. And so, yeah, we'll just be like walking down the aisle at Costco. Hey, okay, clean up aisle 3. But the guy at Abuelo's, man, just great service. Don't even remember his name. It was, I think, my birthday week. This would have been Laura's birthday. I don't know. It doesn't even matter. You're like, Sam, get on with the show. I'm getting on with the show. My point being, he loved what he did, and the service was amazing, and I left him a 40% tip. I always tip 20% just because even if they're a jerk, I figure they're having a bad day. They just give them the benefit of the doubt. If it's amazing service, I'll double it up 100%, like super service. Sometimes it'll be 40%. Depends on the bill. If I'm going out to Jeff Ruby's for a steak dinner and I'm out $200, not going to double the bill to $400, but I'll give him a little Uncle Sammy love. So authenticity, let's talk about that, okay? Because most people online are just posers. They're just doing it for the money. And that's a whole other thing, acting like they have a lot of money. How about we Photoshop a jet? Okay, that sounds like a good idea. How about we Photoshop a boat behind you, Ray? All right, that sounds like a good idea. Hey, Jim, why don't we have you sitting on a stack of hundreds? I think you just kind of sit down, do kind of an air chair, and we'll Photoshop a stack of hundreds on it. Okay, that seems normal. Because that's what I do. When I'm sitting around at home, hey, honey, you want to pull up a chair? No, grab the pallet of hundreds. I want to sit on those when we watch Beachfront Bargain Hunt, okay? Hey, you want to go to Vegas? Yeah. Should we fly commercial out of Cincinnati? No. Let's get the private plane. It's only 30 grand. Let's do that. Got 4 girls under the age of 16. I can blow 30 grand. I mean, see, this is the kind of stuff that I notice online because I just try to be authentic. Now, I'm not saying you got to get out there and talk about your divorce and your medications and all the problems. That's not what I'm talking about, okay? Now, if that's part of your brand, then do it. But what I am saying is you don't got to pretend to be the person who you're thinking of in your mind like, well, I saw, you know, Mary do this online and she's uber successful and I need to at least look a little bit like her. Nobody's going to buy. That's not true. I see more and more people that are put off by the, like, manufactured happiness. Jeez. Let's get the Facebook smile. You know the Facebook smile, right? It's like you grab, like, two coat hangers, on one on the of your cheek and the other one on the other, and you just pull them. The end, and it's as wide as you can smile and show all your teeth with your significant other, your kids, when that is not even close to what life is really like. And then it's upload to Facebook. This is our happy life. That's why they call it fake book. Okay? Again, I'm not saying you should take a selfie when you wake up at 7 in the morning with your hair and makeup off and, you know, in your pajamas. I'm not saying that. But, you know, it's okay to be Mr. and Mrs. Middle America or Middle Mr. and Mrs. Middle UK or Australia, wherever you're listening to the show from. You know what I'm talking about? It's like, don't be afraid to just be who you are, because people want to invest in people who they see themselves in. You know, the way a lot of people build their brand, the real successful ones who build a brand that really lasts a long time and they don't have to continually churn and burn and replenish customers all the time, is because they're pretty damn realistic, you know, and you can actually see yourself in them, even if they're miles ahead of you financially, like they're multimillionaires and you're not quite there yet, or maybe you have two nickels to rub together. The point is you can see your struggle in their struggle. Because everybody's got a struggle, and everybody, how many webinars have you been on? 100%, okay? This is a typical webinar format. Hello, here I am. I'm going to tell you about myself the first 10 minutes, all the struggles I've had, how I was homeless and living in a rock pile or a trailer park and all. Now I'm not. Now that's my beach home right there. Yep, that's one of them, actually. I have seven. And it's the same thing. It's from the rags to riches story. Now, that's good because it gives people hope that they can go, and no matter where they are right now, as down as they are, but you got to be authentic, man. You got to be able to just have a conversation. Like the way I talk right now, the way you're listening to this podcast, we're 7 minutes in or so. This is the way I talk every day. Like if you catch me on the street, the grocery store, anywhere, it's how I talk. I don't get on the podcast and trying to be somebody that I'm not, you know. What if this was what you tuned into? Well, hello there. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday award-winning podcast. I am having an amazing day. You can't see it now, but my facelift, actually, my face is cracking from the skin that's been pulled back to my ears. And oh my God, I have no worries in the world. Do you have worries? Let me help you with all of yours, because I have none. Come on, man. People are like a bubble on a skillet, man. They're all over the place, all over the place. If they're not showing it externally, they're feeling it internally. And I don't care who they are. Everybody's a mess, myself included. The only thing is that I've built a brand targeting the very thing that I never had in my life, which was an actual father. So I said, hey, why don't I try, not perfect, you're not going to hear that word because ask my girls, hey, is your dad the perfect father? You want to hear somebody giggle, laugh, for like they just inhaled helium for 10 minutes? That'll be my girls laughing. Hey, is your dad the perfect father? Yeah, not so much, okay? But I dedicated my life to being a dad, and I report back what that's been like to try to monetize what I'm passionate about. I'm going to talk a lot about this in Atlanta, the 5M method that I just sent an email out. If you're on my list, you saw it. If you're in my Facebook group, you saw it. And I'm going to be talking a lot about this new 5M method that has allowed me to really do what I do in online, offline, real estate investing, book publishing, all of that. SamCrowley.live, general admission tickets are there. Atlanta, they're only $97. SamCrowley.live, get to Atlanta. And it's going to be 2 days of a really deep dive, man. A lot of learning, intimate environment. Might be 25, 35, maybe 50 at the most people there. Think about how much you could learn, how every one of your questions is going to get answered. Think about the networking that's going to happen when you don't have to battle 800 people, you know, to get out, to get to the restroom, to get to lunch, to get back. When you're right there just learning from the speaker, myself, my guest, Lori Mercer, is going to be there, the person who builds all my online funnels, teaching how we do it all. Like, here it is. This is how we do it. I'll be doing a lot of mindset, motivation, inspirational, sharing a lot of stories, the journey of our daughter, the journey of my business, the ups and downs, the highs, lows, everything. So go to samcrowley.live. Get to Atlanta, October 27th, 28th of this year. Get there, samcrowley.live. And I want to teach you then how to be authentic. We need you. The marketplace needs you. In what you do right now, let's say you're not a speaker, you're not a trainer, seminar leader. Let's say you're going about your daily activities, your daily job, maybe even that you really, maybe you really do want to do well. Be authentic. If you're in sales, be authentic. Don't go out there with the company script and talk about what's on a, you know, little leaflet and index cards. Know that stuff. Know the core message. You already know that. Whatever the product is you're selling, it's just the product. And in all reality, the product is who? Who's the product? Whenever you're selling, who's the product? It's you, right? It's you. You're the product. They're buying you. They want to know what makes you tick. They want to know why you do what it is that you do. They want to know why you're in front of them right now. How did you get here? Don't be afraid to share that message. It's not bragging. It's warming yourself up. It's creating that rapport. It's the old task tension level. As the task goes up, where you are sharing more about you, the tension in the room goes down, and people warm up to you. But be authentic, man. God, we need it. I just see it all over the internet now. So many people trying to just play a big old game of follow the leader. You know, I left my job because I played that game. The last thing I'm going to do is play a big old game of follow the flipping leader. Now, there's modeling. Love modeling. Modeling systems, methods, training, how people use video, audio like this, podcasting thing. That's okay to model. But don't be a copycat. Like the great Les Brown says, everybody's born an original. Most people die a copy. Okay? Don't be that person. So with that being said, have a great rest of the day. It's October 3rd, by the way. October 2nd was a tough day in our nation's history yesterday. Go back and listen to the podcast from yesterday. I was a little bit all over the place. We had the Las Vegas shooting. We had Tom Petty dying. That was actually confirmed after I got done podcasting. I got on the air. I didn't know. Hey, was he or wasn't he? God, gone way too soon. 66. That's what I was talking about on the show yesterday. What if you're only going to live to 75 or 70 or 65? God, if I only live to 65, that means I only got 16 years left. You know how many more podcasts I got to get out? Oh, my God. I better get going. I want to see you in Atlanta. Go to samcrowley.live and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.